Foreplay. With Pierce McCarthy. Let's talk about the four songs that you wrote that are most personal to you. Foreplay.
Hey there, folks, and you're very welcome to part one of my look back at season one. As you well know, each week we have featured a songwriter who spoke about the four songs they wrote that are most personal to them. So for the next 4 weeks, I'll be picking my favourite song from each episode, and we'll hear the story or process behind it. First up in episode one was Malcolm Uckert of The Lost Gecko, and the song I've chosen is Unphotographable.
Mindless struggles bring us all down to our knees, but we're waiting for some. Recollection doesn't need a place to breathe. Let it go now, the dream sets you free. Involuntary masquerading as a saint, but the city stays still. About recalling our days, and nature frowns and reach out to protect the rays. There is no doubt, and doubtless we'll reap what we sow. So please don't drown in places that are hidden away. Pressed against the shore, he watches his own tears and his footprints dissolving his hand. The bright blue candle tells its story to the dust, but it's fading to gray. And closets full of sad and very angry bones, we'll clean up, they'll clean up our day. Calling our days, and nature frowns and reach out to protect the rays. There is no doubt, a doubtless we'll reap what we sow. So please don't drown in places that are hidden away.
John in the studio, first time I met him, and he let all his friends listen to it, and Bobby and everyone in y'all, and everyone's just so blown away. Like, I heard the story afterwards and they were just so impressed, and it was like, wow. And that was the first time I'd Canada went into studio in Cork, really.
Okay.
Yeah. So unphotographable means things which cannot be captured on a camera.
Okay. For you, such as?
For me, I suppose things that we feel, but we can't put our finger on what it is. You know, we can't actually describe it in words.
Okay.
That kind of thing. I was talking to my dad the other day, actually, about this. I was like, he said, you know, we're talking about music and the musicians he loves. And I was like, well, how do they make you feel? And he was talking about Andrea Bocelli. It makes him feel like this, uplifted. And I was like, okay, so put a, you know, you can't capture that feeling. You can't, you know, it's just a word, isn't it?
Yeah, like, well, it's an emotion.
Exactly.
And you can't take a picture of an emotion. You can only feel it. But isn't that the beauty of music? You know,
it is, absolutely.
Like, it doesn't matter who you are, what class, if there's a class system in the country you live in, what country you're from, what language you speak.
Mm.
Music is universal and it's international.
Yeah. And I really dislike the way people try and assign words to things because it makes them feel safer, or it makes them, you know, it makes them feel like they could need to put things in the right place. You know, they have to assign a word to something.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, you don't have to assign a word to all this stuff that you feel inside that makes you feel this, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need a definition, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know?
And because I guess if you put a word on it, aren't you putting boundaries on a feeling and an emotion? And there's not meant to be boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, moving along now to episode 2, and we went to beautiful County Clare, where Sarah Ryan was my guest. And the song I've chosen is the fabulous Rise Up.
Politics look sculpted to cause pain. How did we get this way? Chump leaves children alone, direct provision in a home, and homeless have nowhere to go. What did you choose to say? Or did you look away when in Port Leash men were beaten for being gay? Love is only pure. Kindness should come before you close your eyes to it standing at your door. Don't fade away on me. You won't be free if you run away. That ain't too brave to turn.
Generation we miss. How do you live in your ignorant bliss while they're dying trying to cross the abyss and they're hoping for better ways, search for a better day? All that we say is no, go away. You don't belong here, you weren't born here. This is our country, we're making it stronger, burning down bridges and building up walls, closing the borders, enforcing the law. Innocent children are locked in these cages, more of these kids are dying on beaches. What will it take to stand up to hate, look it in the eye and force the debate? Cause this could be you and this could be me. In the grand scheme of things, we're all refugees.
Breath and the chorus for Rise Up Britain for ages, and I just couldn't write a second verse. I had loads I wanted to say, but I kind of felt like I was saying too much in the song, if that makes sense. And I just could hear Theo in it, and I just said, like, here, do you have any ideas? Can I send this on to you and see what you think? And yeah, it just worked. It was just deadly collaborating with Theo, and it came from a conversation we were having about injustices. We just felt like there was so much going on and so much injustice, and often what would happen, we felt, when we were talking to people about it, where you maybe something would be brought up or a certain social injustice would be talked about, but a lot of people were turning a blind eye at the time, we felt, and not so much even turning a blind eye, but just didn't want to go there. And I understand that completely. I completely understand not wanting to talk about things and not wanting to go there. But sometimes, I guess, if we're in a position to use our voice, yeah, I think it's good to use it. So that was kind of how we felt, and that's what that song was about.
Yeah, because in listening to it, we are growing into a new Ireland. You know, we have a lot of new people coming from different backgrounds, and there's people coming here legitimately, and then there's people who are coming here seeking refugee status, and they're coming from horrendous countries.
Absolutely.
And I got a huge sense of that in listening to the song. And, you know, this vision that you would often see on the TV of these boats of refugees coming in, or I remember the tragic one a couple of years ago. I always remember it was a police officer picking up a dead child from the water. And I got the sense of that in this song.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, it's heartbreaking. And I think if there's anything that we can do as people in our position, it's good to try and see if there is anything we can do. And sometimes, like, talking about it itself is, it can be activism too. So it's a strange world that we're in. So it's good to try and do something if we can.
Yeah, because very much too, an awful lot of these people who are, you know, who'd come into a country illegally, and they need to be here because where they're coming from, but they kind of become, they're nearly like a hidden society, I always find. You know, they're there, but we actually don't see that they're there. And that line in the song, "Don't fade away on me, you won't be free."
Yeah.
Kind of resonated that for me about this hidden society. And if they fade away, they will be forgotten about.
Exactly. And it's like that thing of, yeah, that line was kind of saying as well. It was like, I guess it was the feeling of when we and Theo were talking, it was like that blissful ignorance thing of like people not wanting to know or not wanting to see that this is what's happening in all our towns and in our country. When
I love that line, yeah. How do you live in your ignorant bliss while they're dying trying to cross the abyss? And I mean,
exactly.
The abyss can be a huge, not only is it the huge oceans that they're crossing, but it's just this abyss in life that they must, their life must be so horrible.
Yeah, and the situations that they're coming from, war zones, and anyone who's in that kind of situation who's seeking refuge in Ireland or anywhere, again, they're human beings and really beautiful people, as we all are. So one thing we can give them is friendships, you know, and we can be there and we can talk and sing, and, you know, I think it's wonderful to do that and to voice what's going on.
Episode 3 saw us moving down to East Cork, which is the home of Cork Rockers' August Walk. Dots Tobin, the main songwriter and frontman of the band, was my guest this week, and the track I chose is Enough Is Enough.
I can smell a revolution coming in the air. We won't take any more of this. Are you listening? Do you hear? Everybody's got the right to live with food and shelter and water. It doesn't affect you, so you don't care. They're dying in the street corners around. Take what you can get, it's your motto, I do believe. Government that's riddled with the greed that goes through their bloodstream. The time for talking is over now. We don't trust you anymore.
Enough is Enough.
Yeah, Enough is Enough. I picked that one because there's loads of other songs I've written, and I could have, there was a couple of ones that are probably are closer to me, but this one I found that I was so angry with everything that was going on in this country at the time that I watched this, I watched the news one night and Terry McMahon was on saying a speech about this is our Ireland and, you know, we've had enough, the homeless crisis was going through the roof, it still is through the roof, but no one's talking about it anymore. So it was really frustrating to what, you know, as people dying in the streets. This is a couple of years ago. It's still happening today. There's people still dying all the time. And it's frustrating, I find it. So that's why I kind of went into my room after watching news. I was really pissed off, as we all do. I think everybody is pissed off with this politics in this country for the last couple of years. It's just, there's never good news. It's just always, you know, there's always something wrong. And I find that it's like in any job, right? Mm-hmm. The bosses are always pricks. It's true. No matter what you do in life, no matter where you go, they always look down on people. They always kind of dig, because they get into this world. It's in the music. Bands that think they're brilliant, they think they treat other bands like, you know, they're ignorant towards them and they have egos. It's in every industry, and it's in politics as well. That these guys are so switched off and so into money and so into business and all this that they don't care about things like that.
Power and greed, that's it.
Do you know? Power and greed. And it frustrates the life out of me. But look, it frustrates everybody, the whole lot of us. So that's why I wrote the song. I was kind of angry. And everybody had been going to Australia at the time. And it was sad. It was really sad. It was like they couldn't even get a hurling team together around these places because everybody had gone.
Yeah. There's actually a line in the song. And when you sing it, you can hear how angry you are when you say, "This is our Ireland. It's not our Ireland.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I was furious when we were writing that song, and I remember at the time we were all involved. I remember Justin and everybody, and everybody was kind of the same. We all kind of had a bit of, we knew this song. Well, it didn't matter what it did or where it went, but we wanted to get this out because we were all, as a kind of a unit, decided we were so fucking pissed off with everything at the moment. This song was kind of our release, you know?
Yeah, and Joe.ie and everything had it as their feature video one day.
That's right, yeah. They had a song of the week or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it did well, but, I mean, there was no radio stations going to play it. We knew that from day one. They couldn't play it. It's just, it's too, and the videos and everything, but we didn't care. We weren't doing it. We weren't bringing the song out to get famous. We were just, I personally wanted to say this, and that's what the song is about.
Episode 4 then saw us head over to West Cork to the very talented Marlene Enright, who was my guest, and her song that I've chosen is You and Me.
I am black and white. I don't know, I don't care if I hear you right. I'm a wall, I'm a bear, I am watertight. Take me on, you'll need a prayer, 'cause I am dynamite. Who's to fall, who's to dare? You and me gotta stop pushing. I'm right here on you.
black and white. I don't know, I don't care if I hear you right. I'm a wall, I'm a bear, I am watertight. Take me on, you'll need a prayer, 'cause I am dynamite. Who's to fall or who's to dare?
That's a song I wrote about our, like, our relationship with our egos. So it's basically a conversation pretty much with the ego.
Yeah.
So, and I kind of, I mean the ego as in like the I, as opposed to, you know, what we sometimes consider ego in kind of modern day terms. I don't mean it to be like that, like what we think of as cocky or anything like that. It's more so like the importance of I. So yeah, that's kind of what it's about. So
yeah, because I notice you start the song with I and you end the song with the I. I always kind of get the feel that it says at the very end when you go back to the I am dynamite stuff, right? But it's kind of like you've done the whole discussing where you're at, you know, where you're saying, you know, you and me got to stop pushing, you and me got to stop pulling. And then in the end, it's kind of like, listen, this is me, accept it.
Yeah, there's an element of that, all right, that yeah. Like, if you can kind of overcome that, like, when you're thinking with your ego, sometimes I find that, like, you're very much more concerned about what other people think, and you're kind of externally motivated as opposed to internally motivated, you know. And I think by the time I get to the end of that song, it's kind of like, you know,
it's kind of like a big sigh, because you're kind of, you know, sometimes in a relationship it does take two to tango, as they say, and yeah. and then at the end it's kind of like, look, you know, I've said all these. Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. That was exact. That was actually the vibe I got. I was listening to it last night. It was kind of like,
I don't care anymore.
And there's probably an element to that too. There's an element to that, I think, in every relationship, isn't there?
There is. Even when it's the relationship with you and you and yourself. If that,
yeah.
That makes sense.
And our final visit this week was in episode 5, where I went to West Cork yet again to visit Fintan McCaughey. And he spoke about the 4 songs that were most personal to him. And the one I've chosen is Platinum.
Don't give yourself up, no. Don't give yourself up. his own relatives in platinum, grasping for past links to fractals, asking for bad things to unfold.
To what we were saying earlier about that almost kind of rappy type style to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I had made the beat ages ago, like a couple of years back, had made that beat. And then I couldn't do anything with it. I didn't know, I just wasn't able to progress with it. So I left it. And my girlfriend then is a photographer. She was making all these videos and she wanted like the soundscape for it. So I just dug into an old hard drive, found this beat and was like, oh, you know what? That's cool. That could work. So I put on a video for her. And then just from that moment onwards, I was like, why didn't I progress with this? Like, so I don't know, it was just in the right headspace for it at that stage, then obviously to start writing the lyrics and forming the other parts.
When you saw it being played on your girlfriend's video, did you immediately start the lyric? Did that happen at that moment?
Pretty shortly afterwards, yeah, like, because I started putting in some extra little elements to soup it up for that video, and yeah, everything just seemed to come out so easily at that stage, you know? Mm. Like, it was maybe the next day that I started writing the lyric. Like, it was just, I don't know how other people work, but...
Yeah, what is your style of writing? I mean, does it just come to you, or do you have to sit down and do it? Or could could you be out in the middle of it?
They're always a kind of not an afterthought, but they're definitely the last thing that come to me, you know?
Okay.
I often would have, like, nearly, like, the song, like, produced and everything, like, but just with these gaps of where the vocals should be, you know? So I started kind of experimenting with different phrases. I thought, like, the kind of... the style of the beat and everything of it, I thought, like I cannot, like, the lyrics have to be on point here. Like, they need to sound as quirky, and do you know what I mean? Like, if we kind of came in with the wrong delivery of the first line on that, I think it's kind of just, the whole thing just deflates then at that stage. So I started kind of, like, was bouncing around random phrases, like, they were just coming out of my mouth, you know, literally, like, freestyling kind of stuff.
Mm.
And then that phrase, Indian medicine,
Voodoo sedatives
yeah, came out then. I was like, do you know what? That sounds very cool.
So yeah,
what started the theme of it then for me.
Yeah, it very much sets the tone for the song, because when I first heard it, the very first time I heard it, when you just released it, and I remember it being sent, and I love that intro, and I'll tell you in a little while the vibe I got from that, right? But when it came in with, you know, Indian medicine, and I was like, oh my God, those opening two words, it just caught me then.
The whole thing is so simple, I thought, I need to just deliver, like, some minimal words here that just make you think, like, loads, you know? So, and, like, not be too obvious with it. My whole, like, I kept on kind of, like, stopping myself when I was kind of getting carried away to not let it be too obvious. You know, I really wanted it to be quite an abstract take on everything, so that people kind of are almost scratching their heads, like thinking, like, you know, trying to make the listener actually think based on this one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of 4Play. If you're an artist or a band and you're interested in getting in touch, then you can do so in many different ways. You can email me at podcast4play@gmail.com, on Twitter at podcast4play, on Facebook at 4Play Music Podcast, and on Instagram at 4Play Music Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again, and we'll chat soon.